sometimes I apologize for getting in the middle of songs. This time I'm not going to a Smash Mouth. You're welcome is what I should say. But we're live here at the Sandpoint Auditorium where we got the Rookies and the Lady Eagles round two. Rookies off to a fast start. They're up by four already. Got the starting five on the floor doing their full court press. Leilani Brandle as well as Elena Mack. Looking at Maddie Newton, Julia Duarte, and Sadie Newman. All on the floor right now, working hard, trying to build up that buffer, get themselves a little lead, and then coast towards the end. We got a game coming up at 11:30 where the T-Jacks are... Oh, nice steal by Lindsay. She's got those ridiculously long arms. And a ball went over and back again as Elena was able to chase it down. Sadie was trying to pass it from outside the perimeter, but, man, Lindsay with those long arms just knocks the ball loose. Again, 4-0 here. Malia tries to cut through two defenders, but Leilani and Maddie are able to knock the ball loose, feed it to Jalea on the fast breakaway on the right side, and up and in. Paige trying to chase that one down. 6-0 so far here. Eagles, oh, yep. Paige not feeling the confidence with the ball, gets a pass from Lindsay and passes it right back, but Leilani was putting on some pretty tough pressure. Ball goes loose outbounds. Elena to Leilani, that corner three-pointer that she likes, off the rim. Rebound goes to Malia. She's moving fast. She weaves through three of the rookies. Great job handling that ball. She's going to have to hold up for her team, though. Nice roll over to Alexia on the post. Drives up. Nice power up and gets the foul. Sadie Newton sending her to the line. Alexia Homburg will shoot for two. That pass from Malia was a trip. It looked like a roll more than a pass. It was perfect, though. Good job. Rookies coming off of about 2 weeks sleeping on floors. You know they're ready to get home, see mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, get themselves a nice home-cooked meal and a good night's sleep. But they're out here winning hard, doing the best that they can. Alexia misses both of her free throws. Rebound goes over to Maddie. Here come the rookies on fast transition. Elena's going to pull up for a nice jumper from the three-point line. Doesn't go down. Fight for the rebound, and either, I think they're calling a foul on that one, not a jump ball. Foul on number 35, Julia Duarte. Eagles throwing it in underneath the rookie basket. Full court man-man, making it real tough for that inbound pass. Good crossover by Ariana, but Elena still can pick it out. Ariana gets the ball back, though. Sandpoint has to hustle quick if they're going to get past the half-court line. Good moving by Lindsay, able to get past Leilani. Now over to the baseline. Ariana, she's going to have jump ball called there. Elena Mack and Julia Duarte. Two towers of power right there, cornering her. Good thing they got the jump ball. Inbound pass now for Lindsay, going over to Malia. Oh, the pass back to Lindsay. Leilani read the pass coming real fast, gets right in front of the ball, forces it go out of bounds. Score is still 6-0 with 4:30 on the clock here in the first quarter. The rookies have the ball. Thanks for tuning in here to 8:30 a.m. KSTP. Passing the ball. Oh, Lindsay again deflects the pass from Sadie. Over to Ariana. She's on a fast break, but Elena's coming quick. Oh, man. Great job by Elena just getting right in front of it and knocking the ball loose. It's hard to get on these fast breaks defensively and not foul, but that was textbook. Lindsay passing it in underneath the Eagles' basket. Malia's driving to the baseline. Lindsay, on a good rotation, gets the screen but has to dish over to Ariana. Malia, top of the perimeter for three. Off the glass, off the iron, no good. Rebound goes to the rookies. Here they are, fast transition. Elena moving quick, but she's got nothing but Eagles ahead of her. Penetrates the perimeter, puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out. Won't go down. Eagles with the rebound. Here we go, Sandpoint. Lindsay met by Leilani. Good steal by Maddie Newton. She's got Malia all over her. She has to pull back for the jumper. Short of the rim, Leilani gets the board. Trying to pass it back outside to Maddie. It goes above her, but she's able to run it down. She finds Elena for a long distance three. Nothing but net. 9-0 now. Sandpoint trailing. Lindsay moving quick up the sideline. She's got Jalea. She had a wide open look at three. Takes it. Almost gets a three, draws the foul from Sadie Newton. Excuse me, two for Sadie. That will send Lindsay to the line for three shots. God, always feel bad about those fouls behind the three-point line because that sends the player to the line for three. Almost could have been a four-point play there if she had made it. It was really close. Lindsay sinks her first attempt from the line. Great shot. First points of the day for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, a score of 9-1, 3:20 in the game. The second attempt by Lindsay, off the back of the iron. She'll get one more attempt here. Players get set for the rebound. Lindsay gets the board, or the ball. Puts one up, and nice arc off the front of the rim. Rebound goes a little bit long, so the Eagles are able to chase it down. Lindsay gets it. Feeds it to Paige, who has Elena in front of her. She works the post, misses the shot, but the putback by Alexia goes down. 9-3 now in favor of the rookies. 3 minutes left to go in the quarter. Elena for three, short of the rim. Ariana was trying to rebound it. She touches the ball as it goes out, and it still hits the baseline, goes out of bounds. Rare air ball right there by Elena. Throwing it in, rookies, long pass to Leilani. Move it around to Sadie at the baseline for three. Oh, sinks it, nothing but net, making it 12-3 now. Lindsay almost loses her dribble. She picks up the ball, passes over to Malia, who's way in the backcourt. Oh, she picks up her dribble. Ball knocked loose by Elena, but Ariana's got to turn and burn to get past the half-court line in time. She gets there, and over and back called on Malia. I'm not sure if she really did go over and back, to be honest. Got the bird's eye view up here, but it was really close. Hear the buzzer. And I think, Billy Dushkin, referee with a big jump, brings the net down. The net had kind of swooshed in there since, you know, when you get to nothing but the net and it swishes in a little bit. Billy jumps up there, shows that he still got it. Ball fetches Jalea to travel, yeah. That happened yesterday to Jalea as well. She turned into the paint, had three defenders around her, and kind of panicked a little bit, put in a little extra step. Standpoint ball, throw into Malia. That was a long throw in. Malia's able to get past Elena to get past the half-court line. Lindsay with the ball, nice feed to Alexia. Good defensive play by Sadie. She tips the ball out of bounds off the baseline. So the Sandpoint Eagles will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Nice bounce into Alexia. Too many defenders to make it happen, though, but Lindsay's able to regain the ball. Ariana wide open for three. She had a weird angle at it, though. She was a little bit off of her balance. Doesn't go down. Score remains 12-3 with 2:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Oh, pass back outside the perimeter to Sadie. She was cutting. The ball goes to where she was, not where she was going, but she's able to recover. Oh, Jalea gets the ball, passes outside to Elena, but it's tipped up by Lindsay, stolen by the Eagles. Quickly finds Malia, under two to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint with possession. Good rotation. Oh, that's going to be a blocking call. Is that? Okay, that's Maddie. I was going to say, that's almost three fouls for Sadie, but it's going to be Maddie. Slower scoring game so far here. These morning games are always a little bit more of a slow pace, though. Oh, is that going to be over and back? Or no, I don't think it is because they threw it on the baseline. Maybe it would have been over back. I know that you can pass it back over the half-court line on a throw-in from the sideline. Malia feels unconfident about the call, so she lets it go out of bounds. 12-3, under two to go in the first. Leilani at the baseline for three. Oh, man, the Eagles just have that one scoped, or the rookies have that one scoped in. 15-3 now is the score. Lindsay drives the ball up fast. She's met by two defenders. Oh, Paige gets past the defense, sends it down the post to Alexia. Easy layup on the left-hand side. Beautifully executed by the Eagles. 15-5 now in favor of the rookies. Nice tip up by Lindsay. Rookies have to learn this lesson here that you can't really make those short passes around Lindsay. Jalea powers up, misses it, gets her own rebound. Not a lot of effort on that second rebound, though. She looks a little tired. All these players looking a little tired, though. Rookies have been playing just endless games. Oh, but that doesn't stop them from making a nice defensive steal. Alexia got roped up in the corner, loses the ball to Elena. She drives to the hoop on the left-hand side. No good. Jalea, easy put back there. Good for two. Ball almost stolen on that full court man-to-man. The score is 17-5, under one to go here in the quarter. Malia, long distance three. Oh, just off the top of the rim. Alexia gets a board, maneuvers around the defense, puts up a shot from about, I'd say it's right underneath the basket, really, and that was a tough angle. Goes high over the rim. Nice steal by Lindsay off the rookie possession. Alexia moving fast on the cherry pick. She gets the ball, fouled by Sadie, her third. I think Coach Lamar is going to have no choice. I see his bench is empty, though. Not sure where Jalen is and not sure where any of the rookies' backup squad. Oh, there they are. They're actually all checked in right now. They're in front of the scoreboard. So Alexia is in and out. Rayetta and Kayla Calvert is coming in. Leilani's going to sit down, and so will Maddie, not Sadie. Even though, as I look at the board, I believe Sadie has three fouls. Coach Lamar's got a great bench to pull from, though. The defensive effort from Rayetta yesterday was just so impressive. Missed on that second attempt. Lindsay gets a rebound. She puts up a shot, comes short of the rim. Elena right where it needs to be. Oh, my goodness. 1-2 step around the defense, but even getting around Paige is no easy task. She missed that layup. Rebound goes to Lindsay. Just a few seconds left in the game or in the quarter. Good job by Ariana from about 3 feet out. Puts up the last shot, and it's whoa. Elena's showing her power on that buzzer beater. Holy cow. She just threw the ball from three quarters away down from the basket, and it easily gets to the backboard. We're going to go back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors. The score is 17-7 in favor of King Cove. Virgil will be back in 1 minute.
The Newton family at Barefoot in Alaska in Cold Bay says, let's all gear up for another exciting season of boys and girls high school basketball. If you can, please attend as many games as possible. Our area kids appreciate seeing those friendly faces in the crowd. This reminder brought to you courtesy of Barefoot in Alaska, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
All righty, gonna slide one more in there. A big thank you to the King Cove Corporation.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Okay, we are taking a first quarter break. We've got a couple of underwriters and gave them their round of applause. We're going to go back live. Coverage by Austin Roof of the King Cove Rookies and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Here you go, live from Sandpoint.
That's correct. We are live at the Sandpoint Auditorium, and it's the Rookies. I think you could still consider this part of the road trip, and they are wrapping up Road Trip 2020. It's been one heck of a ride for these ladies, working really hard all over the map, winning games everywhere against 3A, 4A. It doesn't matter. They'll play them, and they'll win. Sandpoint coming out here, small squad this year with a lot of energy, doing a lot of great work, showing a lot of skills. Coach Sarah Schaefer really shaping up a strong squad here. As we get into the second quarter, the score is 17-7 in favor of the Rookies. By this time, they were up by close to 40. Leilani back in for the Rookies as, whoa, there's a good steal by Lindsay, moving fast. But, man, defensive effort by Sadie gets the ball right back into the hands of the Rookies. Elena gets the pass, move real fast on transition. Elena for three. On the baseline, it hits the top of the rim, bounces towards the hoop, but doesn't go down. Fight for the rebound goes to Malia Overcash. Sandpoint now with the ball. Down by... It's going to stay in the hands of Sandpoint as Leilani pokes the ball out. Lindsay throwing it in over to Ariana. Ariana loses the dribble, but she's able to chase it down. She's being guarded by Elena again tonight, and that's just going to be a tough thing. Lindsay for three in the corner. Oh, just off the top of the rim. Fight for the rebound between Alexia and Sadie. Alexia had the inside catch, but she wasn't able to get her hands on it. Tips off her fingers, out of bounds. 7:10 to go here. Rookies up by 10. Jalea gets a feed, hands it back to Sadie at the corner for three, off the front of the rim. Lindsay with the board. Here we go. Lindsay with the ball over the half-court line. Mepe Leilani. Tipped out by the rookies. They're gonna call it over and back, although I would argue that was tipped out by Maddie. But they'll call that an over and back. Sandpoint losing possession. Ball goes over to King Cove rookies. Still 17-7. Slow defensive effort tonight. King Cove having a hard time getting the basket to connect. Here's a shot for three from the corner, in and out. Rebound over to Alexia, who quickly outlets to Malia. Overcash runs into Leilani. Quickly gets the held ball. Leilani just saw a wide open basket or basketball just reaches in and just starts yanking on it. Yarden on the ball, can't quite get it, though. Held ball called in favor of Sandpoint. Ariana gets a throw in from the sideline. Quickly dishes over to Lindsay, way outside the perimeter. She'll drive in past the perimeter. All sorts of defenders, but beautiful layup. Hard off the glass, though. Rebound goes into a lot of different hands. Eventually ends up in Ariana. She needs help. She's looking for it. Finds Lindsay at the half-court line. Lindsay will reset the offense. Pass over to Malia at the top of the key. Back to Lindsay, but Leilani's got a good defensive line right now on Lindsay. Lindsay drives in. Another floating layup. Comes short of the rim. Ariana and Jalea were both right there. And if you can picture Ariana and Jalea fighting for a basketball, I think you know what direction it's going to go in. So Ariana lets it go out of bounds into the hands of the rookies. King Cove playing their offense in motion. Gets that wide open look from Leilani again. That's just off the front of the rim. Oh, ball poked out by Ariana. Gets into the hands of Elena. She turns and brings it around behind the back dribble. Jumper from 12 out just trickles over the rim. Right into the hoop. First points in quite a while, though. 19-7 the score. Sandpoint with possession. They get past the half-court line. High pass to Malia. She chases it down. Brings up to the top of the key. Drives in past the perimeter. Oh, good steal by Leilani. Just pokes the ball out. Lindsay trying to get her own, get the ball back over to Sandpoint, is going to force a little contact on King Cove. Second team foul on Sandpoint. 19-7, 5:19 to go here.
Start the clock!
Clock hadn't quite started. Now it's going. Sometimes you got to remind the scoreboard. 5:16 left to go here in the half. Throwing the ball in from the sideline. Sandpoint with possession. Ariana being met by Elena. She takes over to the left-hand side. Jalea sees the ball go loose. She chases it down. Nice pass behind the defense to Elena, but Elena misses the layup. Put back by Jalea also won't go down. Four rookies versus two Eagles on this rebounding effort. Ball goes off the fingertips of Lindsay Holmberg and out of bounds, and here comes the rest of Sandpoint. Good effort there by Jalea, but King Cove, they were having a hard time getting their shots to go down yesterday as well. 20-7 the score now. 5 minutes left to go in the quarter. Clock still not started. And going to have to give the score man, our esteemed AD, Paul Barker, a little bit of a lesson on how to start the clock. Lindsay throwing it in. She finds Alexia underneath the hoop. Oh, beautifully done. Takes it up, works the post, underneath the basket, up for two, making it 19-9 now. Scoreboard, score's even changing. 19-9. Oh, draining the tray from way downtown. Leilani Brandel, beautiful shot. Right from the corner. Sandpoint has got to cut off that little corner pass. Good steal on the full court pressure. Ball fed to Elena. She takes it up, cross the post for the layup. Good for two. 24-9 now. King Cove starting to kick things into overdrive. Lindsay gets a feed at the top of the perimeter. She's at the yellow line. Nice pass to Paige at the post. Oh, hard off the glass. Almost goes down. Just rolls around the rim. Alexia doesn't want to let the ball go, so she fights for the rebound. Her and Jalea both work hard, and they're going to get a jump ball off of that position for King Cove. 24-9. Sandpoint trailing to King Cove. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Thanks for tuning in. Game at 11:30. Don't forget, Chris and Chris, I think, are going to give you the play-by-play for that one again. Shot up by the rookies. That one won't go down. Ariana gets a rebound. Malia with a pass. Her dribble gets knocked out from her, but Paige is there to pick it back up. Feeds it to Lindsay, to Alexia. Good movement of the ball. Lindsay saw Alexia wide open behind the defense. Amazing pass from outside the perimeter down to the bottom of the hoop. Good for two. Score now 24-11 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Jalea at the top of the key. Leilani's open again at the baseline. That one's off the front of the rim. Nice save by Paige from going out of bounds. Lindsay on the fast break, but she has Elena right behind her and Sadie just in front of her. She pulls up. Nice jump stop. Looks for the pass. Sees no one. Just says, wait, the basket's wide open. Takes a shot and sinks it. Sandpoint, 13. King Cove, 24. Here comes the rookies. Sadie for three. hits the top of the rim. Rebound goes over to the Sandpoint Eagles. Lindsay gets it to Ariana. Leilani on a fast defensive hustle. Ariana will put the shot, and Ariana misses the shot. It was a good shot, though, just at the top of the rim. Leilani gets a rebound, and Lindsay's going to poke and force the contact foul. Second foul on Lindsay Holmberg. Scoreboard's changed again. Not sure if it's supposed to. It says 26-13, so somewhere in that ballpark. Oh, a three-point shot. I think that one was Elena, making it 29-13 now. Favor of the rookies. Ooh, the trap is set in the half in the backcourt. Lindsay can't get past Leilani and Elena. Fortunately, gets a jump ball, and that will be in favor of Sam Point. Just under three to go in the half. Kinkove up by 16. Bounced into Ariana Wilson. She turns the corner, tries to get past Elena, loses the ball off of her foot. Elena just easily weaves through the traffic, puts up the right side layup, good for two. 31-13. Full court press, making this pretty tough for Sam Point. Lindsay looks for the throw into Ariana. She's got to get some help. Pass goes up into the hands of Maddie, and she'll quickly feed it over to Sadie. Sadie on the outside perimeter. Leilani, this time on the baseline, but a two-point jumper almost bounces out of the hoop, goes back down. And a quick 30-second timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer as she sees her girls quickly running out of steam. A little bit of frustration on their face. They were holding on pretty well there. They were keeping pace with the rookies at a pretty good clip. They were within 10 for most of the half. And then all of a sudden here in the last few minutes, it just seemed like the Eagles couldn't really break past the half-court pressure, or the full-court pressure. The rookies clamped things down. 31-13 now, 2:17 left to go in the first half. Rookies trying to put this one to bed. I mean, Sandpoint was really nipping at their heels this whole time. I think Kinkove would hate to see their undefeated season end with a defeat here at Sandpoint. The Eagles need to see the opportunity that they have, though, and really finish this one up. But when I see them break out of this huddle, I'm just not sure if they have the if they've got the spirit right now in this early morning game to push this one hard. Hopefully they can kind of turn that around. Kinkove's going to lay off the full court press. So Malia easily takes it over. Leilani still gets the ball away from her, but it goes in the hands of Lindsay. Back to Malia. 2 minutes on the clock. Malia pulls up her dribble, feeds it to Lindsay, trying to get past Leilani. To Alexia. Oh, just off her fingertips, right into the hands. It kind of played bumper pool around there a little bit. Goes into the hands of Elena. She drives the hoop, gets a foul. Misses the layup, but she'll go to the line for two. Took it all the way coast to coast, and it was into the hands of Alexia, off her fingertips, hit Paige. She almost grabbed it, but then it goes into the hands of Elena. Elena just drove the basket hard. Puts it up. Looking down here, Coach talking to Leilani and Sadie, Coach Lamar, feeding his team some coaching. Score now 32-13. Elena makes that first attempt from the line. Under two go in the half. She sinks the second one, making it 33-13 in favor of the rookies. Still only a half-court man-to-man being played by Kinkove. Ariana brings it up. Ball almost stolen by Leilani. Lindsay keeps her hand on it. Long floater from just inside the perimeter. That one goes up and in. Good shot by Lindsay. 33-15 now with 90 seconds in the half. Here's Elena with the ball moving around. Leilani left open at the key at the three-point line. Puts it up and in. Just trickles over the rim. Good for three. 36-15 now. 120. Here we go. Malia moving the ball up the sideline. Oh, I don't know if her knee buckled or if her like shoe stuck to the floor, but she kind of looked like her body kind of convulsed a little bit as it was coming to a quick stop, and she loses her dribble. Checking in, Kayla and Rayetta. We've got Maddie and Sadie sitting down. Rookies with possession. Kayla gets a throw in from Elena, gives it right back to Mack. 1:10 on the clock here for the first half. 36-15 in favor of the rookies. Leilani for three on the baseline. Sandpoint hasn't quite choked that one off yet. Ball goes off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Rayetta Kuzakin. Here's Elena. She gets a fast one for Rayetta. Whoa, what a pass by Elena to It looked like she was going to, she jumps into the air. Leilani was on the baseline at the three-point line. It looked like she was going to pass it, but she just quickly pivots her arm and laser shots it down over to Jalea, who was ready for it. Jalea powers up on the left-hand side, doesn't get the shot to go down, but gets fouled. I think that surprised everybody except for Jalea. You must practice that one a little bit. She knew exactly what was coming her way. Jalea misses the first one from the line. Score remains 36-15. Under one to go here in the half. Second attempt, nothing but net. 37-15 now. Auditorium is dead quiet. These early morning games, just got to get a little more coffee in everybody. All right, ball in the hands of Lindsay. Over to Malia. Takes up to the sideline. Rayetta playing some great defense. They're able to feed it back into the paint. Page takes a shot for two. Oh, just off the top of the rim. Kazakin with the board quickly feeds it over to Mack. Here comes Alana. She's going to pull up for a jumper from the three-point line just off the top of the rim. Rebound into the hands of Lindsay Holmberg. Turns past Alana. Gets past, almost gets past Leilani. Feeds it to Malia for three at the top of the perimeter. Oh, good line. Just a little to the right. Lindsay gets a rebound. The same exact spot that it hits on the backboard. 14 seconds to go here. Kinko with the ball. Alana gets a feed. She drives into the paint. Puts up a jumper just off the front of the rim. Jalea on the putback, going to miss it. Rebound goes to Ariana. She's only got 2 seconds on the clock. Elena gets a steal. Ah, right at the buzzer. Three-foot jumper by Elena Mack will go up and in. And as we go into the halftime break, the score will be 39 for King Cove and 15 for Sandpoint. And what has been a pretty tight matchup until the last few minutes of the second quarter. We've got a word from our sponsors, plus some great music. Coming your way here on KSTP, Virgil will be back in 10 minutes.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
But maybe not in the winter. All right, Chumbawamba, tub thumping right here.
It's the
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Moving on, how about a little Daft Punk? Harder, better, faster, stronger. We are at halftime between the Rookies and the Lady Eagles. Stay tuned. We've got about 5 more minutes. We'll be back with live basketball action.
This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians Eastboro for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians East Borough. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region. This program is brought to you by Aleutian Services, a proud sponsor of community radio and its listeners across the Aleutians East Borough.
Thank you very much for your assistance in helping community radio bring you live high school basketball. Here's Austin Roof in Sandpoint.
Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we're back in action. The ball just thrown into Ariana, who takes a shot for three. Misses the rim. Score as we get into the second half here is going to be 39-15. Feeling a little more energized now after that song by Daft Punk, one of my favorite bands and favorite albums right there. Always gets the morning going a little bit better. King Cove with the ball, moving it around. Jalea outside the perimeter finds Elena. Jump stop to the three-point line. Oh, sinks it. Laser-guided precision. Saw the mark. Takes it. 42-15 now the score. Ball was stolen by Leilani. Lindsay keeps her hand on it, though. Feeds it to Paige. Drives to the right-hand side. Gets past Elena. Nice power up. Good for two. 42-17 now. King Cove looking to create a little buffer here, see if they can't get 15 more points ahead. That'll get them to the 40-point mark. Good movement of the ball by King Cove. Shot for three by Elena, no good. Rebound goes to Alexia. She quickly feeds it to Lindsay. Oh, man, she saw Alexia right behind her. Pulls up her dribble, is going to pass it. Ball gets stolen. Fast break pass to Jalea on the left-hand side. And, she is left-handed, it looks like, so that left-hand layup is always good for her. Overcash with the ball. Calls the play into action. Sandpoint goes into motion. Pass to Lindsay on the right-hand side. She takes it to the top of the key, but she's being tightly guarded by Jalea. Quickly hands the ball back to Malia. Alexia is able to get the Malia gets a pass over to Ariana. And she'll have the ball roped up by Maddie and Leilani. King Cove possession off of that jump ball. 6:30 left here in the third quarter. 44-17 is the score. Elena Mack takes up for King Cove. Moving the ball around. Brandel wide open for three off the front of the rim. Alexia Holmberg brings down the rebound. And Sandpoint will take their turn at the basket. Overcash moving quick. Loses her handle on the ball. Quickly finds it to Lindsay. Down to Alexia. She turns, puts it up. Oh, what a deflection by Sadie Newman. That was amazing. Lindsay for three, a little hard, off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Jalea. She looks down court, sees who's ahead of her. Leilani behind the defense. Beautiful feed, yeah. Watch that one happen from the very beginning. But Leilani's shot goes over the rim and picked up by Paige Lundgren. Malia gets the ball from Paige. Ariana, or Lindsay, wide open for three. Beautiful line, sinks it from the corner. Making it 46-20 now. 5:35 left to go in the third quarter. Elena answers back. Puts a three up. Oh, equally drains. Pretty much the same exact spot, opposite sides of the perimeter. Up and in, good for three. 49-20 now. Malia, gets a little bit of a good look past the defense. Bounces it over to Ariana. She takes it to the top of the key. Paige is wide open behind the defense. Oh, but the pass is a little wide. She realizes she's mismatched against Sadie Newman, so she just starts powering through the post. And gets a shot up, misses it, rebound to the rookies, and here they come moving fast. Oh, Sadie's pass is behind Elena. She can't correct enough to get her hand on the ball. Good job by Paige, though. There's definitely a couple inches between Paige and Sadie, and Sadie's a great defender, but Paige was able just to put that muscle into it, try to fight her way to the basket. Score says 47-20 now. Paige again behind the defense, gets past Sadie this time and puts the basket up and in. 47-22 with under 5 in the third. Here's Elena Mack with the ball, moving it down. Randall for three. Off the front of the rim yet again, but Jalea on the putback misses it. Paige putting a good hand in her face, but she's able to get the rebound twice, and the putback on the second time is good. 49-22 now the score. Moving the ball over, Malia Overcash. She gets pinned down by Maddie. Maddie steals the pass. Fast break from Elena to Jalea. Lindsay gets back on defense, and Jalea looks for help. She finds Elena. Quickly gets past two defenders, floating shot from 5 feet on the baseline. She's smiling as she runs back. She liked how that one felt. That was a nice play by Elena Mack. 51-22 now. Under 5 to go. Clock hasn't started. see if Paul's going to let play for go for a few seconds there and now stop it. So it's 4:51 o'clock now. Looks like the line is going to take a quick breath, and Rayetta Kuzakin will check in. So will Kayla Calver and Maddie Newman sit down. And I'm sorry, I know that Maddie and Sadie, one's a Newton and one is a Newman. And I'm probably going to get it wrong. I don't have it written down from me, so I do apologize, Mom and Dad, for that one. Shot up by Kayla. Doesn't go down. Rebound into the hands of Jalea, moving real fast. There's Elena shot up. Oh, man. Takes it all the way to the basket. Wide open layup on the left-hand side. Good for two. 53-22. King Cove cracks the 30-point lead mark. 4:17 left to go here in the third quarter. Lindsay pulls up her dribble, looks at the basket, says no. Pass over to Ariana, stolen by Elena. Elena's taking her time. She sees Lindsay in front of her. Oh, my goodness. Nice pivot. Crossover, takes it to the baseline, drives it to the hoop, misses the layup. Calver with the rebound. Back to Jalea, to Calver, to Jalea. Jalea drives the hoop, doesn't get it to go down. Elena on a putback. And she doesn't just play point. She can get underneath the basket and rebound and put it back, too. That's good for two by Elena. 55-22. Under four to go in the third quarter. Overcash, wide open. Paige is just left with no one attending to her. That was a missed mark by the defense. Good for two. 55-24 now. Good job by Paige. She's been left wide open underneath the basket several times now. They've done a good job capitalizing that. Almost a stolen pass. Jalea is able to tip it back out to Maddie or Sadie. Sadie to Elena. Lindsay tips that pass up just a little bit. Oh, wow. Powerful pass to Calver on the baseline. That was probably 30 feet that she passed it, and with such force by Sadie. Kayla misses the jumper from the baseline, though, and a rebound goes to Paige. Paige gets a pass from Lindsay. We have a blocking called against Kayla. She was trying to get ahead of Lindsay, who cut really quickly. I think caught her a little bit off guard there with the fast movement. Under three to go here in the third quarter. The score is 55-24 in favor of the rookies. Inbound pass to Ariana. She quickly hands it back to Lindsay. Lindsay and Kayla are a pretty good match for each other. Lindsay drives in, misses her shot, but Alexi gets a rebound and puts it back and in. 29-point lead for the rookies. Standpoint, break the 30-point mark. Elena gets the ball. She's running in circles. Sees Rayetta for three way across the post, or across the perimeter. Rayetta's shot won't go down. But, man, Elena was literally running circles over there in the left-hand wing. She looks up, sees Rayetta just wide open, and passes it way across the post. Inbound pass goes to Elena Mack from underneath the basket, sinks the three-pointer, 58-26 now. Standpoint looking to answer back. Malia over to Lindsay at the top of the perimeter, drives into the post, passes to Paige. Looks at the basket, passes it back to Lindsay. Malia is at the top of the key now, and back in the hands of Lindsay Holmberg. She's going to drive in, tries to pass it to Paige, but man, this man-to-man defense that King Cove has mastered the man-to-man defense this year, and it is so hard to penetrate. Inbound pass to Ariana, goes off her fingertips. She tries to bounce it over to Malia. Rayetta's right there to catch it. Rayetta to Ariana to Elena. Elena just does that 1-2 step, gets behind Malia, puts it up and in. 60 now to 26 with just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Standpoint has the ball. Full timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer, going to bring her girls in. Paige was tying her shoes. The girls didn't have a lot of energy going into this offensive opportunity, so Coach is going to call them in, try to get them geared up a little bit here to get some points on the board. The score is 60-26. We are under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Standpoint doing a good job, you know, still staying in it, keeping the forward momentum going, getting points onto the board. King Cove slowly inching their lead closer and closer to that 40-point mark. It's been a pretty quiet third quarter in terms of fouls as well. Only one foul against King Cove, none against Standpoint. So, thanks for tuning in here. We had a great game yesterday. The boys and the girls played yesterday. We had the boys coming up at 11:30, and judging by the weather, it's probably going to kick off at 11:30. We'll see if they can't make it back. I know the girls, I was talking to the rookies yesterday a little bit after the game, and they all were expressing their sincere desire to come home and see their families. So hopefully they make it back out to King Cove today. There's the buzzer calling the teams out to the court. You're tuned in to 8:30 a.m. KSDP, 88.1 FM in King Cove, K201DA, and KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. Live basketball coverage brought to you right now by all of our sponsors, but most of all, you, the listener. We want to say thank you so much for tuning in. You can always go to our website, apradio.org, get all the latest news, archived games and interviews, meetings, all sorts of great information on the website. That's apradio.org. Lindsay Holmberg with the inbound pass. Feed it to Malia. Her bounce into Alexia gets picked off. And there we go, moving quickly. Ball in the hands of, Kayla Calver with a jumper. Good for two at the free throw line. Kayla gets her first 2 points on the board. 62-26 now in favor of the rookies. Whoa, Jalea really gets in front of Malia, puts some hard pressure. She's able to get her pass over to Ariana. Ariana bouncing into the post where Paige gets the ball. Paige can't even get her hand on the ball. It went straight into Sadie's hands. Looking at the court, Rayda Kuzakin still on the court. Kayla Calver still on the court. We got Jalea, Sadie, and Elena, the three seniors rounding out the five. Shot up by King Cove off the back of the rim. 1:15 left in the quarter. King Cove up by 36. Lindsay drives into the paint, has a wide open lane. Beautiful job working that layup. Gets 2 points on the board, man. Totally uncontested. And, yeah, Coach Gary Lamar didn't like what he saw there. He calls a quick timeout. He's going to correct that. You know, and that's good coaching right there. You've got the big lead, but you see something that you didn't like. You call that timeout. You make the correction. I mean, Lindsay did a great job moving the ball, handling the ball, but she was left wide open to get through four defenders in the lane. And Coach Gary Lamar just bringing his squad in. And I think Landon know that. When you see someone breaking in, you can't just assume someone else is going to get the defensive play. The score going in here to the final minute of the third quarter, 62 for the rookies, 28 for Sandpoint. Sandpoint with a good win last night for the boys over in King Cove. I know the T-Jacks are going to want to get back in there and show Sandpoint who's still the best in the district, so we'll see what happens there. Regionals coming your way. We've got one more round of games here for in-district play in 2 weeks, March the 6th and the 7th. And then, ladies and gentlemen, districts, the ladies will play here in Sandpoint. And I think the boys will be in New Studio Hawk. Moving the ball for the rookies. They get the inbound pass. Oh, beautiful shot by Elena in the corner for 3 points. 65-28. Ball in the hands now of the Eagles. Lindsay Holmberg has Ariana cutting. She's wide open for a long two-point shot. In and out. Picked up by Jalea. 27 seconds. Here's Jalea moving fast with the ball. Finds Elena. Rhea, she bounced right back to Jalea behind the defense. Great job cutting to the basket. And that's going to be a foul, sending Jalea to the line. Saw some words exchanged there by Jalea and Paige. Paige kind of had a little bit of a cringe on her face there. I think that maybe she put a little bit too much heavy contact on Jalea when she was cutting in there. Jalea misses her first shot. High fives all around from both squads for Jalea. Still showing a lot of respect. Maybe opposing teams, maybe rivals, but they're all still cousins. Shot up there by Jalea for the second attempt will be up and in, making it 66 now for the rookies. 38-point lead. Oh, man, Rayetta saw a pass that was going to go on the back of Malia. Malia was not ready for the pass from Lindsay. Rayetta was very ready for it. She gets right in front of it, knocks it loose, and forces a jump ball. Sandpoint will gain possession. Not gain, they will remain in possession. Oh, good cut by Ariana. And you can really see Ariana's an eighth grader. She has a high expectation of herself, and she plays really well, and she's going to develop the skill. She shows these moments of great ball handling, lots of potential. She just kind of got to take it easy on herself and let herself grow as a player. Ball went loose. It's going to be Sandpoint possession still. 10 seconds on the clock. Inbound over to Malia. Almost stolen by Elena. This one is stolen. Okay, it's stolen back by Sandpoint. Oh, good turn and burn by Alexia. Plus a foul. The and one. blocking call against Kayla Calver. 67-30 now. That was a great play by Alexia. She just caught the ball real fast, 360 turn, away from the hoop, drives up the lane, gets behind the defense. Kayla trying to probably listen to Coach Gary and get in front of her. Alexia hits the three-point shot, 67-31 now. 2 seconds left, King Cove. Elena drives it up and in, and again at the buzzer, count the basket. Going into the fourth and final quarter, the score will be 69-31. We'll be back in 1 minute. Here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Fishing is a large part of what we do here in the Aleutians East Borough, but it's not all we do. Aleutia understands this, providing fish processing to the Aleutians, while also supporting local community services and events, such as your local public radio station. With their office being located right here in Sandpoint, Aleutia has shown a commitment to fresh, high-quality seafood and the people who harvest it, right from our backyards. For further information, please call 907-383-5909. Aleutia, steadfast supporters of local fishermen here in the Aleutians East Borough. The Aleut Corporation and Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. And if you can't attend a game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
Moving back to the last quarter of the Rookies and Eagles game here in Sandpoint, Austin Roof.
Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we're fresh 8 minutes on the clock here for the fourth and final quarter. The Rookies are up by 37, looking to bring it within the 40-point range here. We'll have the T-Jacks and the Eagles coming up at 11:30. Holden Feldbauer will bring you the board ops. Big shout-out to Virgil for bringing you this game, making this one happen. We're going to have another timeout by Coach Gary Lamar. He's going to call a 30-second timeout, and he's never stops coaching this guy. Just came out from the half. He's looking at his team, and he's like, what was that? What happened over there? Because the ball was just passed out of bounds. And, you know, I think what you're seeing here in a lot of ways is just a grueling road trip finally coming to an end. These teams for the T-Jacks and the Rookies have been out there for weeks playing game after game after game, pretty much breaking only on Sundays. And it's just they played some tremendous squads, had some real close ones. I'm just going to think about that game against Galena when they were down at the Homer Carnival, Winter Carnival. That was just one of the best games I've ever heard in my entire life. If you didn't hear that game against Glenn, check it out online. That was amazing. 44 points apiece for the two top scorers in between Galena and King Cove. Elena Mack, of course, being the top scorer for the Rookies. All right, there we go. End of the 30-second timeout. Score still 68-33. And I think Rookies will have possession. Yes, they will. On the floor, we have Rietta and Kayla still on the floor. Leilani and Maddie keeping an eye out, catching their breath. Kayla, at the top of the key, sends down to Elena. Oh, her pass to Jalea gets tipped up by Paige, but Rietta's right there to pick it up. Good shot from the right-hand side. Won't quite go down, but, man, great job. Always knows where the ball is, Rietta. She's very observant. Whoa, getting behind the defense. The ball goes loose onto the floor, picked up by Alexia, and she drives it up, puts it up and in. 68-33 now. Still in favor of the Rookies. Here's King Cove, burning down the clock a little bit, passing the ball to Elena for three. Yeah, up and in. You knew that was going down. 71-33 now. King Sandpoint with possession, moving the ball up on the right-hand side. Malia gets into the corner, gets trapped, tries to bounce it over to Paige. It goes loose, picked up by Elena, and she'll quickly feed it over to Kayla. Kayla Calver back to Elena Mack now. Here's Rayetta moving it over to Sadie. Sadie in the corner of the perimeter, the top left corner. Elena Mack calling the offense to reset, looking for a pass. No one in motion. She finds Jalea at the top of the free throw line. Oh, nice feed down to Sadie, who is wide open at the baseline. Good for two. And there we have it, a 40-point lead with 6.5 minutes left to go in the game. Malia with the ball. Moving it into the post. Oh, Paige gets it behind the defense yet again. And the man-to-man defense, that's the thing. You can sometimes beat it down the post like that when you're playing a high man-to-man. Sandpoint brings it back to 38. Moving the ball in now. Over to Rieta. Oh, what a stuff by Lindsay. That was a pass by Sadie, and Lindsay just got her hands all over the ball and knocks it out of bounds. And that's been just a nemesis for Sadie today. Three-point shot by Elena from the top of the key, no good. Jalea chases down the board, finds Sadie in the right-hand corner. King Cove moving the ball in a triangle offense. I think that was mastered by, the Zen Master, the triangle offense. Just moving it around, looking for that open shot. One more timeout by Coach Gary Lamar, and as the girls come to the sideline, he says, no. And, just really staying. And, you know, Coach Gary is a great guy, never yells, never gets, you know, upset, but he is really taking his time here to make sure that these girls know exactly what he would like to see them do on the court. And that's good coaching right there. You don't have to yell. You don't have to get frustrated. But being consistent, persistent, and always coaching. 73-35 is the score. Sandpoint brings it back within 38. We've got 5:39 on the clock here. Rookies looking to fly home here in just a little bit. We got the T-Jacks and the Eagles coming up next at 11:30. Make sure you stay tuned for that one. These are a well-matched boys squad, and Sandpoint is now stacked with Stephen Galvin back on the squad. And with him and Jesse working together, they're bringing some heat down there in King Cove today. So we'll see Chris and Chris Babcock going to bring us a play-by-play yet again. The Eagles will have possession. And that's an interesting thing right there, because that means Coach Gary Lamar called a timeout with Eagle ball. You don't see that very often. Ball in the hands now of Lindsay. Over to the right-hand side, gets to the baseline, drives the baseline, puts up a floater from about 10 feet out. Jalea gets a rebound, though, just missed the ball. Malia can't catch up to Jalea. Left-handed layup is good. Back to a 40-point lead for the rookies. 5:16 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint with the ball. Bouncing. Paige again behind the defense. Man, someone's got to mark that, and I think that's got to be a little bit frustrating to Coach Lamar, because that's the third, fourth time now that Paige has just been left behind with the basket right in front of her and no defense. Kinko moving the ball around to Jalea at the free throw line. Rieta is wide open on the baseline, just misses a shot, put back by Jalea. She knew it wasn't going to go down, so she fought really hard to get that rebound right away. She was ahead of the curve because she knew the second she let go, that wasn't going to make it in. 4:40 left to go here. What a steal by Kayla. She read that pass. Travel, yep. Kayla just slides her foot a little bit. She was trying to pull up her dribble and pass the ball, but she kept moving her feet. But what a steal by Kayla. Really saw the pass coming a mile away. 77-37 the score. 4:30 left to go in the game. Over Cash with the ball. Feeds it to Alexia. Turns past Sadie. Gets past Sadie. And Sadie's going to foul her. 4:25 left still. Alexia at the line. And she's going to shoot for two. Oh, just misses that first attempt. Getting high fives from everyone. Second attempt here for Alexia Holmberg. She's been shooting pretty good from the line today. Yeah, drains that second attempt. Nothing but net. King Cove with the ball. Looking to extend their lead. They're under 40 right now. Long pass to Sadie for three. Wow, sinks it. That corner three-point shot on the baseline is just the King Cove sweet spot. 80-38 now the score. 4:11 left to go in the game. Here's Malia with the ball for Sandpoint. She'll hand it off to Alexia, or to Ariana. Ariana trying to throw the ball, falls onto Elena and kind of face plants into her elbow a little bit. Ball goes out of bounds. Kinko with possession and a 42-point lead. Just under four to go. Bounce pass over to Rieta. She was wide open, but she'll pass it right back to Sadie. Oh, good steal by Lindsay. Probably the fifth steal by Lindsay so far this game off of Sadie. Oh, a reach in by Kayla. It's going to send the ball to the sideline. Here we go, throwing it in from the sideline for the Eagles. The score is still 80-38. That's a third foul by Calvert. Ariana gets the ball. Oh, she tries to drive the baseline, and Elena is just waiting for her, steals the ball off her hands. Two Eagles in front of her. Doesn't faze Elena. She gets past the defense and drives at the left-hand side. Puts up a right-handed layup on the left-hand side. 3:20 left in the game. Kinkov up by 42. Malia and Jalea both have their hands on the ball, rope it up. Jalea trying to steal it, but Malia holds on tight, goes for the ride, and forces the jump ball. It's going to be Kinko possession. 3:16 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint will throw it in. All right, ball in the hands of Elena Mack. She brings it down for the rookies. Cross the perimeter pass yet again to Rieta, who feeds it over to Sadie. Good defense by Lindsay. Almost gets her hands on it again. Kinko moving the ball around the triangle. Looking for an opportunity. Rieta is wide open there. She doesn't feel the confidence to take the shot, though. Elena in the corner for three. Oh, I thought it was going to hook a little bit to the right, but it just comes right in, hits the rim, and goes down. 85 now to 38 in favor of the rookies. 2:44 left to go in the game. Defensive trap set. Jalea and Rieta force a steal from Malia over Cash. And Jalea, easy layup on the left-hand side. 87-38 now. 4:30 left to go in the game. Eagles looking to set the offense. Try to get a few more points on the board. Alexia again. The same play pretty much all day. Alexia, and this is going to be another timeout by Gary Lamar. Yep. He's going to use all of his timeouts here trying to correct these little things. And, yeah, but that has got to be something that you've got to look at, because the two things that have gotten Sandpoint almost all their points on the board here have been Alexia getting the feed at the mid post and then 360 turn away from the basket, away from the defender, and getting past Sadie. And then Paige being behind the defense, getting the feed from the perimeter and turning it in, power dribble up and in. Those have been the bread and butter for Sandpoint tonight, keeping them at a 40-point game, which is nothing to sneeze at, 40 points. And this was a slow start, too. I mean, at the first quarter, it was like 12 for Sandpoint or something like that. It was a 10-point game for most of the first half. And the rookies really didn't start scoring until the third quarter, the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter. But now both these teams have really ramped up the offense and got to 87-40. They didn't even realize how that happened. Both the teams started getting some shots to go down. There's the buzzer. 87-40. 1 minute left to go in the game. And again, these squads will meet up again in about 2 weeks. March the 6th, the Lady Eagles will go over to King Cove for a matchup there before regionals. The boys will come over here. That'll be the final in-district game. So next weekend, we get a little break from basketball. Here comes Elena. Wow, good dribbling. Jalea left unattended on the post. Up and in. Count the basket. Going to the line for one more attempt. 89-40 now. That was a foul against Alexia Holmberg. Clock still running with a 50-point lead here. So Jalea puts it up, misses it. Rebound goes to Elena. The ball is in play. No one's going for it, though. I think they were thinking that there's going to be another opportunity, but no. Second attempt from the rebound goes up and in. Good for the rookies. 91-40 now. 12 seconds to go. Full court press coming for the rookies. Elena, last chance for three. Sinks the three. And I think almost every quarter near the buzzer, she got a shot in. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The final buzzer of the game. The Lady Eagles with 40 for Sandpoint. The rookies from King Cove, 94. That's 94 for King Cove, 40 for Sandpoint. And that will do it for the game here. The rookies are looking to go home and get back into King Cove. Hopefully they make it over soon. And the boys coming up at 11:30, so stay tuned for the T-Jacks and King Cove Eagles at 11:30. Virgil, back to you.